This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. May Allah forgive the sin of every Muslim male and female, every believer male and female, and those who are still alive among us and those who have passed away. This is one of the dua that normally will be recited every Jum'ah by the Khatib. In the second khutbah, normally the Khatib will not forget to make this dua. But the beauty of this dua, we don't pray for the fasiqeen, for the zalimin, for the munafiqeen. We don't pray for them. So whoever who is not a Muslim or a believer, they are not in this prayer. Even they are among us sometime. Munafiqeen is always among the believers, but they are not qualified for this prayer. Dua is a very powerful weapon for the believers. After you try your best to do what you have to do, be ready for the worst to come. Don't forget to make dua. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he became very sad for any reason, one of the dua that normally he will start with, Ya Hayyun Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith, and then he'll make dua, calling upon Allah, the all living, the one who is always ready to respond to our prayer. Bi Rahmatika, with your mercy, O Allah, I seek help. One of the ayah that was recited by our imam is about what happened to the first messenger of Allah, the third prophet, but the first messenger. The people of the book acknowledge that Adam alayhi salam is the first father of humanity. But then they also acknowledge Noah alayhi salam as a second Adam, meaning father of nation and tribes. Because nation and tribes start in the time of Noah. It never start in the time of Adam alayhi salam. So Adam is known as Abu Bashar, the father of mankind. Ibrahim alayhi salam is known to the people of the book as the third Adam, the father of the nation of the believers. Most of the prophet was the descendant of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that's why every time when we make salawat, we always follow with Kama Sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. And that's why we are connected. All the Ibrahim faith are one. But today a lot of people who claim they are also from the Ibrahim faith, but they commit shirk. That is not the Ibrahimian. Noah alayhi salam, we know how long he called his people to Islam, back to Allah, to believe in Allah. 950 years doing da'wah. Not just teaching the born Muslim, that calling people who are not yet a believer to believe in Allah for 950 years. Allah tested him He don't have a lot of followers. For 950 years, he don't even have 90 followers. But he never failed the mission of Allah. It is his duty to convey, that's all. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. All Prophet was sent to convey the message. Their duty is just to convey. And now there's no Prophet after Muhammad. It is our duty to convey the message. You cannot escape and say, I'm not knowledgeable, I'm not an ustaz, I'm not a da'i, I'm not an alim, I'm not an imam. Because it's so simple. Balighu anni wala ayah, one ayat. Have you memorized one ayat? Have you memorized one ayat? Yes. Fatiha, how many ayat? Even you can convey it. Tell the people, do you know who is Allah? Now we have a problem because they put the name Allah. Right? They're stalking. And they're they want to taste or test the water, see how the Muslim react. Alhamdulillah, the iman of the Muslim is still very strong. You don't play with them, even they are not praying, but they will fight for that. But we have been failing. Tell them who is Allah. Allah Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the creator of the world. He is your God, my God. There's only one true God. Just say to them, we even can't convey the message. We have failed ourselves, brother and sister. And we do not want to keep on failing. Time to be productive. Noah alayhi salam called. He called so many people, but not more than 90 who follow for 950 years, number one. And Allah tests him further. Three of his sons follow, one son refused. And he called, Allah command him to build a ship because Allah is going to send down rain from the sky. And the water from the land, the earth, is going to raise up too. Can you imagine both sides? The son uses his common sense. I have no worry. If it can rain for months, I will just go up on the hill. I will be safe from the flood. They don't know what kind of punishment does Allah want to send. That's why when you see rain, brothers and sisters, what do you say? Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. When there's rain, don't forget. Ask Allah to shower rain that benefit us, not rain that can bring flood and destruction. Yeah, but ask Allah to shower upon us rain that will benefit us. Brothers and sisters, his son refused to follow. But it never stopped Noah alayhi salam to keep on calling other people. You cannot say, what can I do? My children also have problem. My family also. Astaghfirullah. So don't call me to go and call and invite people to Islam. Go and teach people about good things when my own family. No, you cannot give that excuse. No, never give up, and no, keep on praying. One day, when the time, when the flood start, no, say to Allah, oh Allah, please save my son. What did Allah say to Noah? Don't ever call him your son. He have nothing to do with you anymore. He is not your family anymore. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? He had been calling 950 years. Allah tests him, not only about not a lot of people who follow him, But his own son refused to follow. And he still called him son until Allah said, don't call him your son anymore. There will be a time we all will be tested. But your duty is to do what you have to do. This is very important, brother and sister. That's why when we make prayer, Allahumma ghfir li muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'mini wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat, is for every Muslim and mu'min, male and female, those who are still living and those who have passed away. But you never come across that the Prophet ever pray for the munafiqin. No, for the fasiqin. The only thing they pray is not for forgiveness. May Allah guide them. Yes, he pray for other people who are not a Muslim yet. May Allah guide them. But when you become a Muslim, you just have to be a good Muslim. You may not practice everything, but you try your best. Because of this, tonight, I want to remind myself and all the good brothers and sisters, you should not burden yourself. You should not put yourself in trouble. Remember the hadith, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Why? Like fasting. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Look at this ayah. And then later on, Allah said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah intent is, he have no intention to make you suffer, make your life difficult. So if you are traveling, based on this ayah, Allah said, break your fast. Even you are healthy. Because travelers have to face a lot of changes. Time zone change. Weather change. So Allah do not want you to burden yourself. Especially those who are sick. Please, if you feel that you are sick, you have medication to take, don't force yourself. Just break your fast. Because Allah make it easy, why must you make it difficult? You're having fever, flu, running nose, all these things, but if you think you can control, but when you're still having fever, you need to take medication, you have to take. That's why there was a video that people shared, very interesting. He said, in Arabs, when you eat nasi, you can still fast. You eat nasi, it won't break your fast. You understand? Do you understand? You don't understand. At first, I also don't understand. Huh? How can the Arab come up with this fatwa? If you eat nasi, that means you do not break your fast, you can still fast. That means it so happened the word nasi to us, nasi, to the Arab means whoever eats something, nasi, means forgetful. You are not aware, you forget. Nasi means forget. Not the nasi lah. The real nasi, you have to, you cannot say it's still okay, you know. When you're fasting, can take nasi, no roti. No. It's what happened, the word nasi, nasiya means forget. Anything you do, forget. Not purposely, no sin upon you. Now, I would like to remind all the people who so happen are not well, and the doctor have remind you what to do. So please break your fast. Don't force yourself. Allah know best. There's no sin at all. only you have to pay back. Only sometimes to pay back outside Ramadan is more challenging. Everybody is eating, your friend eating, you yourself fasting. There is another jihad. There shouldn't be a problem if you are ready, you have the iman, inshallah. Now, what did I share with you last night that I say I'm going to show you something? We have been praying. Isha prayer, Imam said, there are people who perform prayer, but they will end in hellfire. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. How can people who are praying still end in hellfire? So what kind of prayer that will save you from hellfire? Allah did say, there is one prayer, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The person who established the prayer with knowledge, knowing all the do and don't, know what is rukun, know what is wajib, and he have the knowledge. How can you say that I still don't know, and you have been praying for 20 years, 30 years? You still make a mistake. Example, you still make a mistake when you follow imam, you don't hold yourself and say that I only say Amin when the imam start to say Amin. Why you say Amin before the imam? Hold on. Because you are following imam. Just an example. When you are latecomer, how do you come in and join the imam if you are latecomer? The Prophet have taught us. You cannot, if the imam is ruku' or sujood, you can join. But you cannot just, Allahu Akbar, you make ruku'. Allahu Akbar, you go to sujood. You are not supposed to do that. Because your prayer is not valid without takbiratul ihram. Prayer must start with takbiratul ihram. Allahu Akbar, because you are late. Imam is ruku', you don't recite anything. And then you make Allahu Akbar and go down for ruku'. But you must come in with Allahu Akbar, takbiratul ihram. Just an example. Lately, there's so much confusion about women who are not well, who cannot go down for sujood. If you pray while sitting down on the ground, on the floor, it's okay. But they just can't sit because of the knee. They just can't. So they have a chair. So now I'm going to show you what is going on through the video. What is being shared by a lot of people. They say, when you stand for prayer, you can stand. When you can stand, you stand first. فَتَّقَ اللَّهُ. Do whatever you can. The only area that you can do is when you want to go on a sujood. You can still stand. You can still ruku. Normally, do. Do. Allahu Akbar. Ruku, Allahu Akbar. Do your level best. If you can, why must you ruku like that? When you can do it properly? Why do you do halfway? But when you are going to go down sujood time, you can't. Sami Allahu liman hamidah. Then you sit. Now this is where the problem starts. So the people say, when you are sitting now, by right you cannot sit. You can't sit because you start by standing. So they say you cannot sit. What you do after ruku, سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا لك الحمد. You go down, sujood like that. If possible, touch. If not, your buttock must be higher than your head. And now, astaghfirullah, please don't torture yourself. I don't know where this idea come from. You know, they say you must go in like that. If you must touch, you touch. If not, you cannot sit. Only you sitting between two sajadah, and you sit. And then sujood again. Then there was a video. Alhamdulillah, people asked the ex-religious minister to teach them. He went to visit a mosque, and there's a lot of elderly people who is using chair. They get confused too. Because when the woman confused, the man also get confused. You know, because the woman is telling, the ustaza is saying that whoever don't do this the way that she show, your prayer is not valid. Khalas. Can you imagine? They come up with a fatwa that invalid the prayer. So when the doctor was trying to share with his friend, he showed very simple. Stand, you can stand. And then you can make normal ruku, no problem. Make ruku, because this is what you can do. Samia Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal ham. You cannot go down, make sujood, you sit. And then do your level best. You don't even have to go like that. Oh, you must touch the ground. How about your knee? Your knee must also touch, right? How about your forehead also have to touch? So why not you just go down? Why are you trying to make life so difficult when Islam is so simple? When you use opinion, there will be a lot of problem. In China, in Taiwan, and in Hong Kong, I was there for a year in the Islamic Center. They prepare a kind of chair. That chair have a table, attached with a table. The chair attached with the table. Why they say, when you make sujood, your head and yet, and also the nose and two hands must be like on the ground. So if you pray without using that table, they consider not valid. It's another problem. They forgot. You want the forehead, the nose, correct. Your hand, yes. How about your knee? Your knee is not touching the ground. The Prophet said, 7 part must be on the ground. Allahu Akbar. I feel very sad when a Muslim who had been praying for so long, there was no issue before, suddenly it become an issue. I think we love to create issue, you know. Or we just want to attract people, you know. We want some attraction, we create something. Indonesia just came up with some problem. And now the Nato Ulama and the scholar is waiting. What they are saying? He is Isa ibn Maryam. And Indonesians say he is going to be Jesus. He don't look like Jesus at all. You know? And there is another problem. We don't know. Sometimes I think these people just, they have nothing to do. Nobody bother about them. So they create some story. Now everybody come to them. The journalists come, reporter come, police now come, and all the scholar is talking about them. It's not a bad deal. You can become popular very fast, but for the wrong reason. You don't create this confusion. We don't understand why we are going to that direction. So, brothers and sisters, we hope that we do understand. Follow the Quran and Sunnah is easy. When you follow opinion, no ending. Today somebody show you this word, tomorrow we don't know, another thing is going to come. Only Allah knows. So you just remember what Allah said. Number one, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah never burden you. Number two, Allah said, يريد الله بكم اليسرى ولا يريد بكم العسرى. Number three, Allah said, وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. And then Allah end with a very beautiful ayah. فاتق الله ما استطعتم. You want to obey Allah, you want to be muttaqin, just do your level best. Khalas, and Allah know best. Those people who have no knee problem, don't go and talk nonsense. Okay? You don't confuse the people who have knee problem. Make it easy. I don't understand. There's so many things to talk. You go and create another problem. You remember once upon a time, we have another problem about Dobi. You remember Dobi matter? They say if you go to any this kedai-kedai Dobi with all the big machine, then you cannot mix with the Chinese punya laundry and then or the Indian, because they got najis here and there, and then you go and mix together, your clothes also najis. Nobody talk about that. Only we I don't know, maybe Nusantara very good in all this. Yeah. The whole world don't talk about that. When you go to the hospital, when you are in the hotel, you send your laundry, you just send, they'll send it back clean, khalas. You don't ask, which shop do you send? Do you send to a Muslim halal laundry? What are you talking about? I don't understand why. And because of that, you make some leaders so angry. You know? But qadr Allah wa masha, there's something good that happened too. When we are overconfident, we think that what we say is always correct. We can come up with a new fatwa without going through a normal process. That is the problem. If you want, simple. It's not difficult. If you are a laundry owned by you, or you are the caretaker, you are Muslim, you just appoint, just select one or two, and then you say, this is for the, and, what? I always call them what? Use for NYM. You put that sign, people don't know. You put that. The rest, M. Simple. You don't create nonsense. That's why sometimes we just don't understand why we spend time coming with fatwa that have no value at all. Only confusion. Yeah. So next time when you buy a thing, you must check. You must ask the one who are the exchange, any money, duit mana datang? Halal ke haram? And then you must learn also. And then he may have eat something before haram thing, and then he touched the money. You know, Chinese love like that. Zikir. He zikir means money. So what you going to do? Every money that they touch, you must sum up. You must do that. You do that. You want to do, you do. You have nothing to do, you go and sum up. You must have a lot of dust with you. Each time you go out, you come back, all your money will have to mix with the dust. Please, Islam is a very simple religion. Yes? So when you follow the Quran, Sunnah, you will never get confused, brother and sister. I just want to share with you tonight. Why? Because I feel we have to address this matter. At first, I don't want to talk about it. Let people want to go this way, go that way, if you want to do, but I'm worried that one day you will drop. You know? You don't have the balance, you know, you're getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Pump, you go down. Why do you injure yourself for nothing? When Allah make it so simple. Yeah? May Allah guide her, may Allah bless her, accept our prayer, forgive all our sins. Remember, we still have how many days? Alhamdulillah, yeah, the first 10 gone. You are moving to the second 10. And then please be ready. You know what we have been encouraging everybody to do more when you are still in the month of Ramadan. Yeah, so that we get more blessing. And also, don't forget, we have all this donation drive for the poor and the needy. So everybody should try to participate so that we all will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with uncountable reward. As long as you do things together, collectively, is better than do things by yourself. May Allah make us among the people who will do what that please Allah. Amen. Until we see you tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.